So one of the things I'm noticing very interesting about the commentary of the Sfas Emes is a lot of the midrashim that he talks about are the famous midrashim that everybody talks about, but he has sometimes his own, like a new twist, even on very, very famous midrashim. That's what we have here as well. So everybody asks the same question at the beginning of Parshas Truma, that the Torah says, very beginning, you can find it on page 232, Vayidaber, good morning, Barry. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, V'yikru li Truma, they should take from me Truma. And everybody asked the question, it shouldn't say they should take from me Truma, it should say they should give to me Truma. What are they taking? You're speaking to the Jewish people, what are they taking? So, I think we should start first with the second paragraph, which is the Medrash. V'yikru li Truma. This is from the Medrash. This is not the Sfas Emes. The second paragraph. Hadohu dechsev ki lekach tov nosati lachem torasi atazovu. Torah is referred to as lekach, something that you take. Al ta'azovu es hamekach shenasati lachem. Don't leave this beautiful purchase that I gave you. Listen to the Medrash's take on this. Yesh l'cha adam shelokeach mekach. There are some people who buy things. Yesh bo zav, ein bo kesef. Yesh bo kesef, ein bo zav. If it has gold, it usually doesn't have silver. If it has silver, it doesn't have gold. Avla mekach shenasati lechem. But this Torah that you have purchased, yesh bo kesef. Shenemar imros Hashem rosh Torah kesef tzarf. And yesh bo zav. Shenemar hanecham adam mizav umipazrav. Usually people buy vineyards but not fields, or fields and not vineyards. But this Torah that you are purchasing, sometimes a person buys something and people don't know how valuable it is. But if you look at the money that the intermediary takes, you look at the money that the broker takes for buying something. Let's say a person buys a house, you got to pay the broker, I don't know, $20,000. He just bought a house. If the broker fee is $20,000, you know the house must be worth a lot of money. Kach haTorah ein adam yodea mahi. So too Torah. Person doesn't know how valuable it is. Ela mischar shelakach Moshe, because of the reward that Moshe took for being just a broker. Moshe lo yada ki karan or panav bidabro ito. V'yesh lecha merach shemisha macho nimkar imo. Here's the key point. And there's some, and do you usually have something where you buy something and the seller goes along with the thing that he sold? The actual seller comes along together with the object that he sold. Is there such a thing? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Mocharti Lachem Torasi Kiviyochol. Mocharti Lachem Torasi. I've sold you my Torah. Kiviyochol Nimkarti Ima. It is as if I came along with the deal. I sold you my Torah. I gave you my Torah. But you don't just get the Torah. You get me along with it. You get the buyer along with it. Now this mashal that he gives right now is a little bit sensitive for me, a little bit sensitive. You'll see what I mean in a second. Shenemar v'yikhu li truma. As the pasuk says, v'yikhu li truma. That somehow by donating to the Mishkan and building a place for Hashem, this was like when you bought the Torah, you bought the master along with it. Now, you'll see what I mean, it's a little sensitive. Mashal lemelach shehayalo bas yichida. So this is a mashal to a king who has an only daughter. And now it's time for the daughter to get married. Ba echad min hamelachim v'natla. So another king from another place says, I'm coming to marry your daughter and I'm going to take her away from you. This is the king's only daughter. He doesn't want to part with his daughter. You marry off a daughter, you don't want to part with your daughter. Bikesh lelech lo al arzo velito lishto. He said, okay, now we had the wedding. The wedding was by you, but now it's time for me to go take your daughter back to my house. back to my land where I'm going to be the king. Amar Lohu. So the king, the father of the daughter, the king says to this other king who married his daughter, Biti shenasati l'cha yichidisi, how can I let you take my daughter away from me? This is my only daughter. Lifrosh mimena eini yachal, I can't separate from my daughter. Lomar l'cha al titla eini yachal l'fishi yishtachav, I can't tell you not to take her to your place because she's your wife. Ella, zu tova aseli, do me this favor. Shekol makom shata holich, whenever you go anywhere, Kiton echad aseli sha'adar etzlechem. Make me a little room in your house. Make me a little room in your house that wherever you go, I can hang out with you. I could always come visit. I could always come be there. This way I don't have to give up my daughter forever. I could stay with her a little bit. Wherever you go, I could stay with her. She'eni yochel laniach es biti. I can't leave my daughter. I just married off a daughter. I can't leave. She's away in a foreign country. She's away in a foreign land. I can't leave my daughter. Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Jewish people. Nasati lachem es haTorah. I gave you my precious gift. I gave the Jewish people down on this earth the Torah. Lifrosh hemen eini yochel. I can't separate myself from the Torah. Lomar lachem al titlu eini yochel. Ela b'chol makom shatim holchem. Wherever you go, bayis echad asu li she'odu b'socho, make for me a house that I will dwell inside the house to be close to my Torah. Shenemar va'asu li migdash. As the pasuk in this week's parasha reads, you shall make for me a migdash. All of this, the Medrash is explaining on the Torah's usage of the word v'yikhu li truma. That by building the Mishkan, you are taking something. You're not just giving something. You didn't just give a donation. By building the Mikdash, you're taking something. What are you taking? You're taking a piece of the Ribono Shalom along with the Torah. You just had Mamad Har Sinai. You just had Mamad Har Sinai. You just sat there and got Hashem's precious gift. So it's not enough, apparently. That's what the Medrash is teaching us. It's not enough just to receive the Torah. When you receive the Torah, there's an aspect of taking the master of the universe along with the Torah. When a person studies Torah, he's not just studying Hashem's wisdom, but kivayachol, you take a piece of the Nosein HaTorah along with it. You through the study of Torah, I think the bottom line of this medrash is that through the study of Torah, a person doesn't just, it's not just an intellectual endeavor. You actually develop your connection with the master of the universe as well. Through studying his Torah, you get a connection with him as well. So let's see this is the Medrash. And that's why it says V'yikhu. That by building the Mishkan, you weren't just giving gold, you were actually taking a piece of the master of the universe along with you as the Sfasemis develops. Let's see. Top paragraph. The Medrash. V'yikhu li hado d'ksiv ki lekach tov. The Torah is called Lekach, you're taking something. Yesh bo kesef, etc. Zav, min hasarser nizvada malokach. From the broker, you can see how valuable. Chulei. Mocher nimkar imo. The seller comes along with the property that he sold. Oh, so the Sfasemis' take on this is, Ki haTorah nitna liYisrael kifi hachanas kabalasam. The Torah is given to the Jewish people according to how much they prepare to receive it. And the building of the Mishkan, the Sfasemis views, the building of the Mishkan, and by the way, this is, right, this is Mishkan, this is Beis HaMikdash, this is a shul, and this is a Beis Medrash. That's, even though we don't have Beis HaMikdash nowadays, that's what a shul and a Beis Medrash is. That's why the Sefer Torah always goes along with Hashem's house. The Sefer Torah is always kept in Hashem's house. So the Medrash says that's Hashem's little additional room that he makes. Mikdash Mat. That's the additional room that he says, please make for me a room. I don't just want the Torah to be a book or a scroll that you open up to study. I want that scroll to be studied in the context of a house. of a beautiful house, which is my house, where it's not just about reading my book, it's about getting to know me. It's about getting to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about developing a relationship with Hashem. This is Mishkan. This is Migdash. This is Beis HaKnesses. This is Beis HaMedrash. That's why it's not only an Inyan to study Torah in your house. That's a very nice thing as well. It's a beautiful thing. But to daven, it's not just an Inyan to daven in your house, but to daven in a shul, to study in a Beis Medrash. There's something extra special, because that's what the Medrash says. The idea of study is not just the dry intellectual endeavor of accumulating the knowledge. It's the knowledge is supposed to be in the context of a relationship. But that's why when you study Torah in a Beis Medrash, or you daven in a shul, or you connect in this house, which is Hashem's house, that's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different experience. Here we go. So, let's see what this Sfas Emes says. Says the Medrash. V'yikhu li. So he says, Ki ator nitin l'Yisrael kifi hachanas kabbalas. The Torah is given to the Jewish people according to how much they prepare themselves to receive it. Everything is given according to what the ratzon of the Jewish people is. That's why it's v'yikhu. Torah depends on v'yikhu. You have to take it. It all depends on how much you want to take it. That's the amount that you get. And he continues. Look at the bottom of the page. Uksiv va'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'socham. Pirish. Migdash al shem prisha v'havdala. Make for me a migdash, a place that's separate. Shashem yisparach kadosh v'nivdal mehakol. V'shachanti hu his galus kvodo yisparach. Ki, al yidei ma she'odom yodea shebechol davar umaisa she'osa. And the Sfas Emes stresses this point over and over and over and over again. And again, I only read like 10 pages of the 80 pages this week, unfortunately. But chasana and everything. But anyway, a couple of chasanas. So the Sfas Emes stresses this point. The more, it's almost like that we'll see in a second, the Kutzker Rebbe famously said, the Kutzker Rebbe. Where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? Wherever you let him in. The more a person prepares himself for Kabbalah HaTorah, the more a person wants the Ribbono Shel Olam in his life, the more he is in his life. It's Mida Keneged Mida. The more a person works to have the Ribbono Shel Olam in his life. So that's the Asuli Migdash. The more you work to make a Migdash, if you want to be in Hashem's house, you want to be in the shul, you want to be in the Beis Medrash, you want to connect to Hashem, the more you want to connect, the more you do connect. That's the way it works. He's going to bring a lot of proofs to this. Pierce, Migdash Hashem, Prishav Avdal, Shashem Yisbarach, Kadosh Nidal, Vishachanti, who is Kalos Kvod Yisbarach, Ki Ayidei Masha Adam Yodea. To the degree that a person knows, shebechol davar umaisa she'osa, that in every action that a person does, yesh koach chiyos mehashem yisparach, so Hashem is the one driving that action, umemelo yesh bechinas kadosh, the more a person sees God in every action that he does, va'idezen is batel kol ratzon ha'adam lekoach Hashem yisparach sheyesh b'maisa ahu, you're doing it only for the sake of serving Hashem, va'idezen, the more you know that God is in control of everything that you do, the more you get to experience God in everything that you do. That's what it means. V'asuli migdash. Whatever action you make holy, v'shachanti b'socham. It all depends on our perspective. If our perspective is to make every action holy, then Hashem will in fact dwell in every action. Ki hakol tali ba'adam. Everything depends on man. As he's going to say, God is everywhere. God is all powerful. God is everywhere. There's godliness everywhere. It's just a question of, do we see it? Do we let him in? Ki hakol tali ba'adam. Af lahamshech kedushasa yisparach. Even to bring his kedusha into your life, it all depends on man. V'zeo shekasev b'medrash, that's what the medrash means, hamocher nimkar imo, that through the study of the Torah, the seller comes along with the object that he sold. V'chein shamati mi'ovi adoni zikeni mori v'rabi zechatzadik levracha, alma shekasev, famous pasuk, I believe I've said this over the years, Baruch HaGever Hashem Yiftach B'Hashem V'Hoya Hashem Miftacha. We say this pasuk all the time, every morning. In Uvalot Zion. We're going to say it this morning. Baruch HaGever Hashem Yiftach B'Hashem V'Hoya Hashem Miftacho. Such a strange pasuk. Now again, so we're used to strange pasukim, so it doesn't make a big deal to us. You know, we know that the Nevi'im, the prophets, prophetically spoke in double language. There's the languages, the poetry is always doubled over. Baruch HaGever Hashem Yiftach B'Hashem. Blessed is the person who trusts in God. V'hoya Hashem Miftacho. And it is V'hoya Hashem Miftacho. And God will be the one who is his security. The one who is his security. Baruch HaGever Hashem Yiftach B'Hashem. V'hoya Hashem Miftacho. Blessed is the man who trusts in God. If you trust in God, God will be your trust. What in the world does that mean? If you trust in God, God will be your trust. Baruch HaGever Sheftach B'Hashem V'Hoya Hashem Miftacho. Blessed is the person who trusts in God, and God will be his trust. Obviously, if you trust in God, God's the one you trust. Well, what's the Navi saying? So says the Sfasem is quoting from his Zayda, the Chidush Harim. Baruch HaGever Sheftach B'Hashem V'Hoya Hashem Miftacho. Ki kefi bitachon ha'adam bo yisparach. Exactly commensurate with the amount that you trust in him, that's the amount that he's going to be your trust. The more you put your trust in him, the more he's going to protect you. That's the way it works. Ki kafi bitachon ha'adam bo yisparach, kein yesh lo muftach be'emes. It's mamish pash pshat of the pasuk. V'chein kasuv. And similarly, it says in the Gemara, Bimida she'adam modeid modedim lo. According to the amount that a person measures, that's how they measure him. Pirish. Ki vadai v'Hashem Yisparach mole kol ha'aretz kivodo. Certainly it's true that mole kol ha'aretz kivodo. God's presence is everywhere. It's everywhere. He's everywhere. So how do you see him? You gotta look. You gotta let him in. Rak sheyesh hester. We know that God is hidden. That's all about the story of Purim. That's all about the month of Adar. That Hashem is hidden. Keinyan hagolus shehashefa holech al yidei madregos shefolim. Upirish mida hu chiyusa yisparach besoch hateva shehu b'mida. So God is measured. He's hidden inside of nature. Ki ba'atzmuso ein sof. In terms of God's essence, there's no end. He's everywhere. Hashem is molei chol ha'aretz kvodo. U'kifi ha'amuna shenimdad la'adam sha'kol me'Hashem yisparach. If a person really believes that everything that happens to him comes from Hashem, and all of his parnasa comes from Hashem, and all of his health comes from Hashem, and all of his abilities and talents and kochos and everything that he's able to accomplish and do in this world comes from Hashem. If a person sees everything as Yad Hashem, he sees everything that happens to him and every action that he does. Kefi ha'amuna shenimdad la'adam she'akol me'Hashem yisparach, kein modedin lo, according to the way he lives his life, that's the way people measure for him. Behizgalos kefi amunaso, kein nirali kekaniska lamala. Hashem reveals himself to man according to how much man trusts in Hashem. V'chein nirali pirish Hashem roi, lo echsar. God is my shepherd, I will never be lacking. To the amount that a person views God as, right, Mizmor LeDavid, You say at Shal Shudis, Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. God is my shepherd, I will never be lacking. The more God is my shepherd, the more I will never be lacking. The more God is my shepherd, the more I will never be lacking. Right? Similarly, in Shir HaMalos we say, right? Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, right? Shir HaMalos, Esayinai Leharim Yayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Miyam Hashem, Ose Shemayim Varetz. Right, God's the protector. Hashem shomrecha, God protects you. Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Tzilcha tzil means God is my shade, shadow. God's my shadow. What does your shadow do? Exactly the way you go, the shadow goes exactly the way you go. You make a move, your shadow moves. You can't fake it out. You can't go one way and your shadow goes the other way. Although I think in the old Popeye. The old cartoons, right? Popeye can go one way, and the shadow goes the other way. In the cartoons, it could do that, but you could lose your shadow. Hashem tzilcha. So that's what it means. What do you mean, God's your shadow? Which, however much you work to let him in, that's how much he's in. That's how much he's in. Hashem tzilcha yad yiminecha, right? The Kutzker Rebbe, that's what the Kutzker Rebbe said. Where is God? Wherever you let him in. He's everywhere. But the question is, do we see him? Do we look? Do we believe? Do we trust? Do we let him in? Do we let him into our lives? That's V'yikhu li truma. Take V'yikhu li truma. You have to take him. You have a shul in the community. You have a base medrash. You have to take. It's there. But are you going to take it? Are you going to see him there? And this is very connected to the month of Adar, says the Sfas Emes, being that today is Rosh Chodesh Adar. V'avi Adoni Zekeni Moi V'Rabbi Zechatzadik Levracha. I don't know what the Hey Hey stands for. I got to figure that out because I keep messing that up. Anyone know what's Hey Hey? Zechatzadik Levracha. I don't know what it is. I'll find out. Higid al chodesh Adar, ayin shamashikasa bemedrash, asay li kiton ve'odur beinechem. Odur milashon Adar, make for me a little room that I could live with my princess. Pirish leida shakol mimenu yisparach, that a person should know the whole month of Adar is about. You don't see God in the story. Guess what? He's right behind the story. You just got to look and find him. That's Chodesh Adar. Odur Beinechem. I want to live. Dira. I want to live amongst you. That's the base Knesset. That's the base Medrash. Pirish. Leida Shalkom Mimenu Yisparach. V'zenosin Chizuk La'adam. This is supposed to give chizuk to a person. This should give strength to a person that he should realize that as he's going through life, he's not alone. He's not doing it on himself. There's somebody watching from behind. There's somebody helping him. There's somebody giving him. This should give chizuk. Va'ador, the word ador is also kind of tree, a very, very strong tree. Va'ador Hashem chizuk, k'mo shekasuv of adir b'marom Hashem. V'chein omar ki begasus, when a person is arrogant, Ein anivahu yacholim lador. That's what the Gemara says. The two of us can't live together in the same world when a person's arrogant. V'zeo shekasev b'medrash. V'yikhuli. Ah, that's the medrash. Take him. Lekach tov nasati lachem. Torasi al tazov. We got to take the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not just that he gives himself. Oh, take a look. Sheyeda ha'adam. Kigama lekicha v'ratzon ha'adam hurak meito yisparach. Wow. Kigama lekicha, even that which man takes God, v'ratzon ha'adam, and the desire to be close to God, hurak meito yisparach, even that comes from the Rabbanu Shlom. So that's a very chassidisha idea. But according to the Sfas Emes, what's our job? Our job is just to recognize it. Our job is just to realize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And elsewhere, I didn't have this digitally, but it's elsewhere, this Sfas Emes writes, V'avi Adoni, and in Likutim, Chodesh Adar, he quotes in the Chiddush Arim, that it's dafka through, how does a person get to this? As he just hinted to it. With arrogance, Hashem can't live there. The Chiddush Arim adds, Shezeh Ayideh Hachna'a. This comes through a person being humble, humility. You know, the letters of the month, Adar. Aleph is Aleph Hashem Echad. How do you get to Hashem Echad? How do you find the Aleph? Through Dalet Reish. Dalim V'Roshim. Kidalim U'Kiroshim Dafaknut L'Asecha. Dalim Roshim. Dalet Reish is Dal and Rosh. What's a Dal and a Rosh? Dal means a lowly, humble person. Rosh means a poor, lowly, humble person. That's why we say by in Chodesh Elo, we say, Kidalim u'kiroshim dafaknu d'lasecha. We're not going to do it. Says the Chiddush Harim, Adar is a person has to work on his humility because the less there is of you, the more there is of God there. Kidalim u'kiroshim dafaknu d'lasecha. This comes through humility, through seeing, through realizing that it's not us who's accomplishing that we're accomplishing, but it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Dalet v'reish al shem dalet v'roshus. Sheyeda adam ki akome Hashem. Because begasus, gasus is arrogance, literally means thickness, thick-headedness, right? Self-centeredness. En anivu hu yecholom lador. God says, if it's all about you, if you're going to be arrogant and self-centered, there's no room for me. V'zeo lekach tov. Shenasati, afilu alekicha, ani nasati lachem. It's not about you. Even the Sfasemis is alluding to the Hasidish idea that even our accomplishments in Ruchnius, the koach to achieve those accomplishments comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's just up to us to recognize it, to recognize that we don't accomplish anything without the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hosef, the Sfasemis adds, based on the Gemara in Beitza, right? He just alludes to it very briefly, but in the Likutim, he says it much more at length. There's a Gemara, the Gemara says in Maseches Beitza the following. Harotze sheyiskaimu nechasov, a person who wants his possessions to last, yita bahem ador. He should plant on his property a strong tree called the ador tree. The ador tree, it's a type of tree. Shenemar adir bamaro mashem. So this is supposed to give a person strength to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Chodesh Adar, is about recognizing God's presence in the world, recognizing that we're nothing without the Ribbono Shel Olam, recognizing that we couldn't accomplish anything without the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is Adir Bamaram Hashem, Miloshon Adar. And very similarly and very beautifully, the Sfasemis takes pretty much the same idea further with the following gorgeous medrash. You're going to love this, gentlemen. You're going to love this. So the medrash says that God, that Moshe struggled with the building of one of the vessels. Which one of the vessels did Moshe struggle with figuring out how to make? Which one? The menorah. He struggled. Niskash and Moshe be menorah. Veherala Hashem Yisrael. So God showed him famously a fiery menorah. But here's the problem that we never figured out. Gentlemen, take a look. This is so strange. So strange. We never figured out this problem. Go take a look inside the way it talks about the menorah, right? Where is that? Here it is, page 235. Vasisa menoras zahav tahar. You shall make a golden menorah. Miksha te'aseha menorah. But the menorah ended up being made by itself. Ask the Sfasemis, wait a minute. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know how to make the menorah. So God showed him a fiery menorah to teach him how to do it. But in the end, he didn't make it. It got made by itself. What's the point in showing you how to do it? He didn't do it. Sestina min ayuvai. Contradiction. Moshe didn't know how to do it. So God showed him a fiery menorah, he should know how to do it. But then it got made by itself. What's going on? Why did he need to know how to make it if he didn't even end up making it? Zoktis Vasemis, it's the same Yisod that we're saying right now. Listen to his unbelievable pshat here. Unbelievable pshat. And don't ask me how this has to do with our lives, because I knew that question was on your mind, Barry. I knew it was on your mind. It's on my mind too. Listen to what he says. Niskasha Moshe b'menor v'herala Hashem Yisparach v'achakach ziv shenaseis me'atzma. It got made by itself. Make up your mind. Did God show him how to make it, or did God make it by itself? Says the Sfas Emes, it's not a contradiction. Imkein lama herala. Right? If it got made by itself anyway, why in the world did the Rebbeinu Shlom show him how to make it? Ach. However. Ki ayidei ratzon ha'adam b'lev v'nefesh b'emes. Through man's sincere desire, b'lev v'nefesh, nigmar hashar, through Moshe Rabbeinu wanting to make it, that's how it got made. Ma she'enu yochol lasos, nase me'atzma. That which could not be made by a human being got made by itself. V'zeh mashkas of hashlech la'or. That's what it means also when God said to Moshe, throw it into the fire and it'll happen by itself. Kein hu b'chol mitzvah mikol ish Yisrael. And this is the same thing by every single mitzvah. You think you're doing the mitzvah. You think you're accomplishing. Guess what? Guess again. Kivadai ein b'koach adam lasos ritzono yisbarach. How can man do God's will? How can we be from? How can we be Jews? Rak, kifi ratzon ha'adam, nigmar me'atzmo. However much you want to serve Hashem, that's how much you get to serve Hashem. U'mikol makom ha'gemar ba gam ken ha'idei ratzon ha'adam. It comes through wanting it. Being able to serve Hashem, says the Sfas Emes, is solely a function of wanting it. The more you want it, the more you'll get to do it. V'zeh sheherolo. That's why Hashem showed him a fiery menorah. Leida mechuvan. Uritzona yisparach. By God showing him the menorah, God was showing him, this is what I want you to want to be able to do. This is what I want you to be able to want to be able to do. V'ayidei sheratza lasos ritzona yisparach. And then how did it get built? How did the menorah get made? The menorah got made because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it to be made. He wanted it to be made. V'zeh sheherlo, why did God have to show it to him? God had to show him so Moshe should have the deep kavanas and will and desire to make the menorah. Through the fact that he wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem, Rak Shehaya Lamala Mikoach Adam, just it was beyond the human capability, Lazeh Nase Me'atzmo, so therefore it became done on its own. Kenyan Zeh Pirush Avi Adoni Zeh Kenyi Mori V'Rabi Zeh Chatzadik V'Vracha Amash Kosev Yogati U'Matzasi. What do you mean matzasi? Matzasi means you found something that you weren't even looking for. You mitzia. Umasha ba ayide yigia lama nikra mitzia. That which comes through hard work. Why is it called a mitzia? V'chein kasa b'moshe acha shahaya mem yom b'shamayim. Lechem lo achal v'chaka v'yitin el Moshe. Moshe was 40 days up in Shemayim trying to get the Torah, and it says he couldn't figure it out. He couldn't get it. And then God just gave it to him. He worked hard. He couldn't get it. So God decided to give it to him in Matana. Kasa b'medrash b'matana nitnalo. The katsarti. Ki kasavti kfar. Oh. Ki kol ish nivra al damar miyuchad. What do we give to Hashem? What do we donate to Him? We donate our ratzon, our desire. Our desire to be together with Him. Oh. Uvagamari Yalfinan Kicha Kicha Mista Erfon Shisha Niknes Bekesem. Kesefu Acheshek Vachuka Ilav Yisparach Bechol Achiz. And finally, this is all part of the same idea. Vyikhu li bimedrish lekach tov nasati lechem. The question, ma vyikhu? Vyitnu havalei lemimah. Ah. Ki eich yuchal odom basar vadam litein dabar ma'ala Hashem Yisparach. How can you give anything to God? Rak, what can we give Him? We can only give Him one thing. Haratzo ulekichas nefesh ha'adam lenesina zu. Taking your soul and giving it to Hashem is zeker amchovim. V'hainu desiv lekach tov shekol ha'mitzos ha'maisim tovim ha'ikar haratzon la'asos. In all mitzos ha'maisim tovim, the main thing we give God is the desire to do them. Ha'yidezeh misromeim ha'mitzvah ad Hashem Yisparach. And through that, the mitzvah gets elevated up to HaKadosh Baruch. Finally, Berashi, v'yikhu li truma yafrishu li mimamonam nidava. Got to see the Rashi inside. V'yikhu li truma yafrishu li mimamonam nidava. Pirishi. Shetzarech ha'adam lasseis mikol davar chelak la'Hashem Yisparach. From everything, you have to give a little piece to Hashem. V'af shedivrei olam hazehim rechokim ma'od. Even though money is so far away from Hashem, abal haratzon tzarech lios la'Hashem Yisparach. The desire, the money, it's not about the money. It's about the desire. Haratzon tzarech lios la'Hashem Yisparach. K'mosh kasav Rashi. Nidava ratzon tov. V'zeh atzmo ha'nidava. This is what we give to Hashem. It's not about the money. Haratzon lios haratzon tamid la'Hashem Yisparach. The haratzon gover ha'maisa. The desire is greater than the action. Because your actions affect what goes on up in Shamayim. The haratzon beratzon elyon. The adua ki beratzon Hashem Yisparach mishabech hakol berega. Ulakach tzarech adam lahamin ki hakol taloi beratzono. So the Sfasem Mesir says, V'yikhu li truma means, what are we taking? We're taking our desires, our thoughts, our actions, our abilities, and realizing that all of them come from Hashem. The more a person realizes that his kochos and abilities and actions and accomplishments in this world all come from the Ribono Shel Olam, the more the Ribono Shel Olam actually comes and spends time with him. We have to constantly strengthen ourselves in this midah. This midah of bitacho, this midah of emunah, this midah of connection, this midah of realizing that a person's health totally comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person's abilities and talents. And the more a person realizes, Baruch HaGev HaShem Yiftach B'Hashem, B'Haya HaShem Yiftachol. A person wants to be a successful Jew, wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the key point is realizing it's not about him, it's about the Ribono Shel Olam in his life. Hopefully, we should all realize this closeness. Realize that when Hashem gave us the Torah, He's coming along with the Torah. It's the relationship. And the more we realize that He's in our lives, the more He will be in our lives. It's there. It's there. It's not something that we have to, it's not outside. Lo niflesi mimcha, lo rechokahi. As the Pasuk says, kikaro velecha adavar ma'od. If we would just open up our eyes and open up our minds and realize that He's there all the time, Sitaka will be there. Hopefully we should all be zochet to merit this closeness to Hashem, and hopefully one day we'll merit to actually see it in the real Beis HaMikdash being built once again. May that day come in. Have a wonderful Shabbos.